This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Who created the sun?
He's Allah Almighty.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty.
Who runs the rivers and lakes?
He's Allah Almighty.
Who runs the clouds full of rain?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulihil Kareem, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, wa lillahil asma'ul husna fada'uhu biha, rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri, wa ahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Dear viewers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, meaning may the peace, mercy and the blessings of Allah the Most High be upon all of you. Welcome to another episode of Know Your Lord. In the last session, we were discussing about the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, in this episode as well, we will continue to study and know more names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, with an objective of comprehending it, with an objective of understanding it, and with an objective of reflecting upon it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is An-Nasir. Who is An-Nasir? An-Nasir is the one who is an excellent helper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is An-Nasir as mentioned in the glorious Quran in Surah Anfal, Surah number 8, Ayat number 40. An-Nasir is an excellent helper. And who can help us better? Who can help us better than the Creator Himself? So we need to seek His help. We would be tired. We, the entire creation, would be tired in asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the help. But Allah is An-Nasir. He will never be tired in granting His help to His slaves, to His creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, in Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, Ayat number 160. Allah says, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps you, who can overcome you? If the entire mankind, if the complete creation comes to overcome you, if Allah's help is with you, none can overcome you. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He leaves you, if He does not help you, then who is there to help you? So let the believers put their complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters, we need to ask the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything, whether it is our personal lives, our family lives, whether it is a professional life, whether we want to grow in our careers, whether it is a financial help that is needed, whether it is an academic help, whether it is a help to seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your parents, for your children, for our families, for our friends. Seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every way. In every way. Try numerous ways in seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you by calling Him with different names. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help so that we can, with His help, make our living better in this world and the hereafter. Seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every time. Every time. Because without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot be guided. You cannot sustain. You cannot make your life the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to make. Seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala everywhere. wherever you are. You might be in America, or you might be in UK, you might be in Middle East. Wherever you are, seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For He is an excellent helper. He is an-Nasir. He is there for us to help us in all our matters, in all our issues of life. There are so many situations. There are so many scenarios that come in our life where we think that we are lost, where we think that this is a dead end. Wallah, in the moments of need, call out, Ya An-Nasir, help me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant His help to His slaves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Wahid. Who is Al-Wahid? Al-Wahid is the one and the only one who deserves our worship. Al-Wahid is the one who is unique for us to worship Him. He is unique in terms of His divinity. There is no one. There is no one and nobody who exists that can share His divinity. He is Al-Wahid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 163. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Wahid, meaning the one, unique in His divinity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the one, unique, He helps us to reflect that every creature that we find, the entire creation, are in pairs. They all are in pairs. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is Al-Wahid, who is the only one, the unique one, who is completely divine. He is the one whom all the creation rushes with absolute love and satisfaction to help, to worship Him. We do not share the divinity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Al-Wahid, with anybody. And we should not. Why should we go to anyone when Al-Wahid is there for us? He is the only one who can provide everything what we need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Wahid, the only one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Warith. Who is Al-Warith? Al-Warith is the one who is the inheritor. He is the one who is independent. And the entire creation, all of us, are dependent on Al-Warith. And we, the creation, will cease to exist. Will cease. We will come to an end. But Al-Warith is the one who will never end. His existence will always remain. We, the creation, who are dependent, who are relying with the help and support, with the sustenance, with the mercy of Allah, Al-Warith, will remain forever. And we, the creation, will return back to Al-Warith as He is the inheritor. We are dependent on Him as a result. Once we are dead, once our existence is finished, we return back to Al-Warith, the inheritor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Wasi'. Al-Wasi' means the encompassing. His mercy, His knowledge, His forgiveness, His names and attributes encompass everything. There is nothing on the face of the earth. There is nothing in the creation that can not be able to reach this encompassingness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Wasi. He is encompassing. Every knowledge He encompasses. He surpasses. He surpasses the mercy. He surpasses everyone's kindness, He is unique in encompassing the entire creation through His names and attributes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Warith, the inheritor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Wasi', the encompassing. What does it reflect? What does it show? It shows that Alhamdulillah, we are worshipping the God who is so great, who is the inheritor, who is the one, who is the one who helps us in all our needs. We worship the one who encompasses through His mercy the entire creation. We are proud to worship Him alone, and we are dutiful to worship Him alone, although He does not need us. We, the creation, are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we worship Him. We show His greatness in order to make ourselves better, as well as to show that He deserves our worship. That Al-Nasir, He deserves our worship. We worship Him because Al-Wahid, the One, He deserves our worship. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Al-Warith, the inheritor, because He deserves to be worshipped. We worship Al-Wasi', because He deserves to be worshipped. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got these beautiful names and attributes for us to reflect, for us to ponder, to understand, to memorize, to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through knowing these names and attributes, you will see a reflection in your personality, that your personality will be uplifted, it will be better, more stable. You will be able to show more servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you know these names and attributes. Don't go away. We will come back after a short break and continue some more names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty.